And as Paul Harvey said, the other side of the story, here's the rest of the story, is in my intellectual ways with my new glasses, I was standing up this morning putting my microphone on when some dear, nice lady came and said, "Billy, you know your price tag's hanging on your under your arm." So, brought me back to reality. Romans chapter 12. If you'll turn with me there, Romans chapter 12, this morning we're talking on serving on the front line. And I couldn't help but think of that word service when I think about Mother's Day and serving on the front line when I think about Mother's Day. You know, many, many moms are raising kids today on their own. And many, many of us are serving, many moms are serving on the front line. They're raising these children on the front line by themselves. I was listening to our two graduates this morning. We have one going in education, which is service. And she may not know it yet, but she's not going in it for the money. She's going in it to serve. That's why she's doing it. And then Jessica in the back, I mean, she's going into this world of service, which, by the way, I know at least Lee and I need to put you on retainer. I don't know if anybody, but a world of service is what we're seeking. And we love to be around people that love to serve. If you go in a restaurant and you have a wonderful server, you tip them well generally. You speak highly of them. And if you have one that doesn't serve you as well, then generally just the opposite. What does a Christian look like that is serving on the front line and that is serving for the reason of service? No other reason. No hidden agenda. Isn't that what moms do? Mom serves on the front line for not a pat on the back. Because that's what moms do. That's what moms do. Romans chapter 12, we're going to begin reading in verse 9. It says, "Let love be genuine." Arbor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. I even like verse 12. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. That sounds like a mother to me. Those qualities sound like a mother. And what moms try to do. What do you think of when you hear the word service? Well, for some of you, it's, oh no, what do they want me to do now? It's, oh no, it's work time. Oh, I'm turning the other way. They're going to ask me to be on a committee. Oh, 20% of us do all the work anyway, right? So when you hear service, what do you hear? What goes on in your mind? Because dedicated service touches every part of our lives. It is really an attitude. Dedicated service is an attitude more than an activity. It's the way that we approach things. It's full-time service. It might be a secular job. It might be something that you do voluntarily. It might be something that you do in the church. But it may be caring for your home. But the line is, in service is to glorify God in all that we do. I've heard and read that this little girl asked her mom, said, "Mom, why do you sing when you're washing dishes? I don't like washing dishes." And mom says, "I'm washing dishes to glorify God." Now, that's not something I think I would glorify God doing. But the point is, everything that we do is a determined service in our homes, at our job, to glorify God. And I want to share briefly this morning, I want to share two aspects of dedicated service with you today. First is determined service. In other words, what does it mean to serve? What are you determined to do? The older I get, the more I understand that all of this stuff that I do is really, I should be doing for the Lord, and I should be anchoring to Him. My determined service should be that I'm working for the Lord in whatever it is I'm doing, whether that's washing dishes or teaching Sunday school or working volunteer downtown. I'm working for the Lord, and at that time I'm working, I'm also waiting on the Lord to show me what is to come. I'm being patient in the Lord, but I'm determined in the effort. I'm witnessing for the Lord. I'm telling others about Christ. I'm telling others about Christ. I'm letting them know what Christ has done in my life. In other words, if we were in a Pentecostal church, I would say, somebody give me a testimony. Amen, right? And somebody stand up and say what the Lord's done. Now, if we did that in here, everybody'd leave, right? But we ought to be given testimony of who we are. We ought to be given testimony of whose we are. Christ. And we ought to be proud of that fact. It ought to be something that we're determined to do. It ought to be part of our service in life. We should be witnessing for the Lord. We also should be walking for the Lord, walking in the Lord. Footprints in the sand, right? That's where we ought to be. We ought to be determined that that's part of our life, that it's a large part of our life. And then to indulge in the Lord. To indulge in the Lord, to bask in His delight, to understand what He can do through us, and to bask inside of that glory. In other words, to get a kick out of it, to enjoy it. We act like it's work. It's not work to serve the Lord. It's delightful. We should bask in that delight. We should get a kick out of it. We should enjoy it. We should get a high out of it, a smile out of it. It ought to be something exciting and fun. We think serving is dull. Serving is something we have to go do. Listen, God doesn't want you to do it if you feel obligated. God wants you to do it because you want to do it. Because you feel good about it. Because it's something you're directed to do. Then there's enthusiastic determination. And this is regardless of the circumstance, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of the duty in which you are called to do, we do it with an enthusiasm of the Lord. Remember, we've said many times in this place that nothing is asked of you that has already not crossed the altar of God. God knows, right? God knows all things. And so when we are asked to do something or called to do something, that we do it with the enthusiasm of the Lord. That means we get excited about it. That means that we know it's something on high, it's something coming down. We understand that we're involved and that our involvement may be critical regardless of the duty we're called to do. We understand that we're involved in this service for a greater meaning than the service itself. But we're involved in this service for a greater meaning on high, for a greater meaning for Christ. And as we grow older, we realize the beauty. We realize the brevity of life. And that's why these service things are more and more important. That's why we should take all service to heart. We should take all service with a gentle spirit. Many say, Billy, I don't know what to do. And many times I would say, well, many of you that do not know what to do have not taken time to ask. God, show me. Show me where I can serve. Give me an opportunity of service. God doesn't want your ability. He wants your accountability and availability. That's all. Show me, Lord, where I can serve. There's enduring service. That's when we get involved that we understand that it takes a sense of stamina. There's so many people that get into the church and they're gone in 2 months or 3 months or 4 months. It's a sense of stamina. Being a Christian is not a sprint, it's a marathon. There are ups and downs. There are highs and lows. And when we get involved, we understand that it takes this sense of stamina, not only from ourselves, but also knowing that the Lord will provide us with whatever strength it is we need in order to focus and accomplish whatever the service is He's asked us to do. How many of you this morning would say amen to, I'd say, have you endured in your service? How many?
Amen? I hope you can. I hope you've had to endure in your service. You can turn over to Revelations chapter 3. Revelations chapter 3 and verse 15. The Bible gives us the believer spirit. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. It says, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would work cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. As a dynamic service, Think of that word dynamic. I love that word. Dynamic. What does that mean? You hear people talk about all the time, boy, that guy is dynamic. That lady is dynamic. Have you heard that? What does that mean? What does it mean to be dynamic? What would a dynamic Christian look like? What would a dynamic believer look like? What is a dynamic preacher look like? What is a dynamic Sunday school teacher? What is a dynamic insurance salesman? What is a dynamic carpenter? What do those people look like? Well, there's two things I believe in dynamic service. Number one, dynamic is contagious. If you want to be dynamic, hang around somebody that's dynamic. Hang around somebody that's dynamic. If you're not around somebody that's dynamic, then you need to change groups. You're going to be in a bored, stiff group. Hang around people that are dynamic. And what is dynamic? I think dynamic is simply somebody that's ready to go. That's ready to move. It's time to move. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. They may not always go the right way. Listen, dynamic people are responsible enough in their own selves to say, you know what? I tried this, but it's time for me to punt. But they're not waiting and waiting and waiting to try something. Once they have 60% of accurate knowledge, it's kind of the number I use it on, when I get 60% of what I think's right, it's time to roll. There's 40% there, we're going to get in trouble. But if we get in trouble, we can back up and punt. But we're not going to be caught in this sense of sitting here and waiting on 90% of it to be good. We've waited too long then, right? Dynamic people move. Dynamic people are ready to go. Some people call dynamic people risk takers. They're risk takers. Because they're willing to step out of there and say, hey, let's try it. There are many people in our churches today that sit in the pew and they don't want to try anything. Let's keep it just like it is. Everybody's happy. We don't want to be a risk taker. And we have to be dynamic. I think mothers are risk takers. I just do. Mothers are risk takers. Mothers are dynamic people. They control all of these thousands of jobs every day they're doing, especially when they have kids. And they make it all work. And then they put up with us on top of that. They're dynamic because they're ready to go. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Dynamic people, dynamic service. I want to be around dynamic people. I like to be around dynamic churches, dynamic people. A dynamic service is a service that we remain hot. Hot in what? Hot in our prayer life. Hot in what? Hot in our works. Hot in our patience. We're hot in our delight. That we're glorifying who God is. That we're gratified and grateful of what God has done in my life, and we're not afraid to testify about it. To say amen. To stand up and say, thank you, Jesus, for what you've done in my life. Our spirit should be upbeat. It should be positive. It should be on edge. We should be calm in our deliverance because we have the rest of the story. And that should enable us to be dynamic to this dying world. If you show people something exciting, if you show people and give them a spirit and a tempo in life, they will yearn for it. People want that. People want something that has something more than the doldrums of life. They want something dynamic. Why can't that be us? Why couldn't that be you? And then in Acts chapter 18, it gives us the believer's speech. Acts chapter 18, verse 28. For he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus. What does that mean? That means that everything we do in service should point toward home. Right? Everything that we do should point toward Jesus is the Christ. Everything that we do should point to Christ is the Jesus. That we're doing it for the right reason. That you're working, that you're not working for some worldly pat on the back. You're not working for some trophy. But you're working for a heavenly reason. You're working for a reason beyond this world. You're working for a reason so that someone in your office, in your home, in your family will have an opportunity to learn who Jesus Christ is. That's why you're working. Eternal security. Eternal salvation. It's like a family praying for their father, and their father comes down the aisle, and now that father has eternal security and salvation in Jesus Christ. Because of the work of a mother, because the service of a mother, because the dynamic of a mother, because she had the believer's spirit of pointing toward Christ. As our audio matches our video, we should be pointing toward Christ in our service. We're convincing in our actions because it's only about Jesus. It's not about Second Baptist Church. It's not about how big much money we have or what color the carpet is. It's about Jesus. We have no other agenda. We have no other agenda. It's Jesus. He's our agenda. It's Jesus. That's our agenda. And we get so caught up in all of this other, and it's just about Jesus. How is it that we can serve and reach others for Jesus? No other agendas. Leave your personal agenda at home. Leave it at home. We don't serve because I want to do this, or I want this, or I want this, or I want this, or I want this. That's not why we serve. We serve for the simple glorification of a Savior, to glorify God. And your speech will dictate, your speech along with your actions will dictate to others what your passion and what your true motives are. They will see. You won't fool them. They will know. People will see your true colors. And remember, God always knows your motives. So what is your motive this morning? Where are you this morning? I want to leave you with this. Something I try to live by. I've got it in my office. It's that right there. You can never be devoted without being dynamic, and you'll never be dynamic without being determined. There's a lot of truth in those four sentences. It's something I try to live by. Something I try to see. It's in my office. I try to see it every day. I talk to our kids about it. You can never be devoted without being dynamic, and you'll never be dynamic without being determined. In other words, it has to be the plan for your daily life that I'm going to have determined, dynamic service to glorify Jesus Christ. That's why I get up in the morning. Is that why you get up in the morning? What can Jesus do through me today? How can I glorify Jesus today? And we all have different avenues to do it. That's the beauty of a church. We all have different ways to do it. The problem with the church is that we're not doing it. That we get up and say, God, use me today. God, put something in front of me today that would cause your name to be shouted. God, use me today that would glorify your kingdom. God, use me today to bring somebody that doesn't know who Jesus is, today they would know who Jesus is. Not by my words or my intelligence. God, through you, let that happen. Shouldn't that be our prayer? That's the determined service that Jesus is looking for in our life. He's looking for that determined service and that dynamic service so that we may be a bondservant of Jesus Christ. We're remembering our mothers today. And I remember my mom, and she had three kids, and we were a wild bunch. And she was rough on us. And I look back now and I say, thank you, Mom, for being rough on us. Thank you for that. I didn't get it then when I would get a whipping a day and all that stuff. And I get it. I get it now. I know you do the same with your mom. And there are many things that you say thank you about that you get that maybe we didn't get then. And the older I get in my Christian life, I find myself saying the same things. You know what? I get that now. I didn't get that. But I get what determined service is and dynamic service. And shouldn't that be what we are? I'm going to ask you on this Mother's Day, to you females here that are mothers and that are dynamic in what you do as a mother, shouldn't we be just as dynamic in our service to Christ? Dad's same. And I would ask you to ask yourself, how dynamic are you? How devoted are you? How determined are you? You can never be devoted without being dynamic, and you cannot be dynamic without being determined. Father God, thank you this morning for all of the mothers here. Thank you, Father, for your word that you've given us today. Thank you, Father, for determined service and enduring service. Thank you, Father, for loving us. And Father, may we rise up from this place and say, Father, use me. I'm going to have determined service for you. An energy level to be dynamic so that we will glorify who you are, so that others will see your face, so that others can call on the name of Jesus. Father, my prayer is that you would pass someone in front of me tomorrow or today. And Father, that they would see Jesus, not because of me, but because of you. That you would use this old vessel to glorify you. And in that, we will say thank you. In Jesus' name, would you stand with me?